2309 PS 2021-00091 sketch plat, Tierra West, agent for Wymont LLC. And Mr. Nitzke, Mr. Bohannon, take it away.
Yeah, if I may, Ron Bohannon, Tierra West. I'm here with John Nitzke, and also with us is Jared Leiker, who is the owner of the property. What I'd like to do, Jay, if it's possible, is let John share his screen to show up the overall site, if that's possible.
Sure.
And while he's doing that, members of the board, this is the second process. We've been through the first process with EPC sign-off for the townhouses. The townhouses are located north is to the left. The townhouses are in the southeast quadrant right through this area. We took the ALTA survey as the site plan for subdivision, so have a baseline subdivision plat, but what I wanted to do was kind of walk you through where this is. The townhouses will be proceeding under that townhouse subdivision process, and so we'll have an infrastructure list for that. And then this is now starting the redevelopment of the balance of the shopping center. So it includes all of these lots through this area. Normally, pre-IDO, we would be doing a site plan for subdivision with the shopping center. And so a lot of the questions from transportation and a few of these others would fall out during that normal process. So what we are trying to do today is to get as many comments out on the table as we can. And we'll probably surface that back with a preliminary plat so that we can identify that through that process. But some of the comments we'd like to go through specifically on transportation, we're showing you a lot more detail than in the sketch plat, that it will be a normal shopping center development with parking, access aisles, and whatnot. And so we plan on walking through that to show how all of the access works, both with access easements on the plat, as well as the overall parking and how that will work as we move forward with individual developments by parcel. And then prior to Water Authority starting, Blaine, we are looking at the existing utilities. We can go through that. We're looking at the existing system and seeing how we can bring that up to speed and code by the Water Authority. So with that, I just wanted to lay that groundwork, Maggie, for the overall
sure.
board. We understood how this fits together in the big scheme of things.
Okay, let's go through board comments then, and we will see where we are. Water Authority, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carr for the Water Authority. Ron, a quick clarification. Will there be a platting action that breaks off the townhomes and is developing the townhomes that does not subdivide these future commercial phases? Is that, am I understanding that correct?
Our intent was there was a plat that created the larger parcel for the subdivision. Mm-hmm. And then we have a preliminary final plat for just the townhouses that we will be taking through concurrently or very close to being concurrently with the redevelopment of the shopping center. So we anticipate a couple of platting actions on this parcel, or if we can try to streamline it into one. But we're walking through both the on-site mitigations for the water and utility as well as doing the traffic study for Gene Wolf.
Thank you, Blaine, again, for the Water Authority. So we do have the request for the townhomes, number 210325. That is in processing. I checked on that yesterday, and it seems to have been in a kind of loop. So that could be 2 weeks on that one, but that one is in processing for final signature on the townhomes portion of this. It was focused on that, and I think the thought with the comments that were issued probably about yesterday is these commercial tracks, we don't know quite what the uses are for those yet, and so it's hard for us to say what infrastructure may or may not be needed to service those, particularly for fire flow. I think one of the troubles is the northern road there. There's two mains in the road. There's I think a 6-inch and then like a 16, 16 not being available for taps, so you're very limited on that 6-inch for fire flow. And the thought was if you were doing you know, plat that sort of said, okay, we have this commercial going on, it's a little bit later, but we have townhomes now. That townhome plat would need to have a note on there saying basically that that future development in the commercial areas may need infrastructure improvements to service those lots when those needs are known. That will let you move forward with the townhomes. So the statement references the townhomes, and it basically references, you know, if you're not doing other services, you know, you need to clean those up, you know, probably in that first phase. And then when you're coming in these next phases, I think we would look for possibly a new statement to cover those, excluding the townhomes, to, you know, set fire flow requirements and make sure we can hit those fire flows on those commercial parcels. Do you think you will have information sufficient for us to know a fire flow, or will this be more conceptual in terms of those users on the commercial phases?
Now, we have enough definition today that we can do a new fire one sheet for the balance of that, submit that to you. We're trying to get the townhouse, we're trying to meet two contractual obligations, so we're trying to move the townhouse lots as quickly as we can. If we get the fire one sheet done next week, is there any possibility that you can take that townhouse availability letter and roll that into one for the shopping center, or do you see that as now two separate kind of requests?
This is Blaine for the Water 3. I think we would need to be looking at it anew, and so I would suggest that be a different one. I think all that would do is delay the townhome ones. I would suggest we get that one out, that way you have it and you can proceed on. To me, an overall sort of development scheme, and the holdup is going to be, I think, on the commercial lots for us would be that availability in the fire one. And when you get to a point where you're at an action that's being held up, we'll let you know. But I think the thought would be we get an approved statement, we could let you move forward with what can be approved under that statement, and then the other items would be subject to getting that a second statement. For these commercial uses. Does that make sense?
Yeah, Ron Buchanan, yes. We have a lot of existing water services on those surrounding commercial pieces. So what I would suggest, Blaine, is let us do a new utility layout because we're also looking at trying to utilize that existing sanitary sewer line. If John can identify and turn that into a public sewer line, we'll probably either slip line that or do a pipe burst on it. To bring that up to your standards. But then look at it, because a lot of these lots already have existing water meters and accounts. Mm-hmm. So we'll circle back around with you, show that, try to get a list of those account numbers to see if there's a way that we can make it go a little bit faster on the commercial piece. But yes, we're ready to go do a fire one sheet just as soon as we're done with this meeting.
This is Blaine Forther. I think... We may want to talk about this online. There's a lot to go on here, and I think we're willing to do that if you want to get with us instead of time to go over just everything that's going on and how you want to handle it, and we can, you know, get that nailed down a little bit clearer. I think we have a pretty good definition on the townhomes, and as you move forward in the commercial, we can have a better idea. We can write a statement once and not twice on that. We had a lot of comments. A lot of those were generic comments. I'm sure you're familiar with those, but we provided those just for your information as you're moving forward. A lot of language on easements. I think you're familiar with all those. And again, a lot of language on the utility plan and the infrastructure list. If you have questions about those, I'll be happy to answer. But I think, you know, for the overall, I think if we want to get together as utility development and your team, we can go over those items on the commercial side of things.
Ron.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Thank you.
I don't have anything else to think of.
Ms. Gold, I just had a question for Mr. Bohannon. Were you involved in a PRT for a light vehicle refueling station on one of these commercial areas?
Ron Bohannon, no. I might ask Darren Liker, but that does not ring a bell. There's a Murphy's that's being proposed on one of the lots. Is that like what you're talking about?
I just wanted to know maybe how serious that was, and that would be information DRB members might want to know about. So
we are, this is Ron Bohannon. John, you can point, there is going to be a fueling station on this site. It'll be right at this location right through here.
Okay. Code enforcement?
Hello, Ms. Montano, code enforcement. Code enforcement's comments are that the subdivision lands to comply with section 5.4. The retail part, or the commercial part rather, is on MXM. There's no lot size standards for that. And we just wanted to note, as well as for the site development for the townhomes, to adhere by section 5.3C.3. That's the access, connectivity, and design of the IDO.
This is Carl Buchanan. Thank you. So I've got a couple of questions for you, Carl, or Vincent. One is, we do have a pedestrian connection from the townhouses to the commercial right at the location where John is showing, as well as pedestrian connections out to La Mirada for the subdivision. We will, again, show more detail. My question to you is, under the IDO, typically on a shopping center, and we will have cross lot parking and access and all the normal shopping center areas. But moving forward, do the parcels have to self-park per the IDO, or can the overall center with that those agreements in place still meet the intent of the IDO?
I think we'd have to have a conversation offline just to kind of get a good detailed answer for you on that one.
Ron Bohan, okay.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation?
Christina Sandoval with Parks and Recreation. Based on the street classification of Wyoming and Montgomery, you will be required to put street trees in on those two streets. Thank you.
Okay, hydrology?
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology. Hydrology needs an approved conceptual grading and drainage plan for preliminary plat. Hydrology did send a comment letter for lot 1A1 on March 17th, 2021, but this plan will now need to include lot 5A1, which was previously considered offsite.
Ron Bohannon, yes, we're actually getting ready to submit the grading and drainage plan on the commercial piece, hopefully this week.
Thank you.
Okay, transportation?
Hey, Wolfenberger with transportation. Fulfill any traffic study requirements with the phasing laid out for the entire proposed development. Also, just for the residential portion, I'm covering, so please provide roadway cross-section for Wymont Circle with required sidewalk requirements per the DPM. Provide signage for roads for Wymont Circle due to the sharp curves. I don't know that the turning template design has been provided yet, but it was noted that the radii were small on this one. Provide any approval from the fire marshal's office, as was stated earlier, I think, through previous comments. And on one of the sheets, I noted that it said Wymont Place. I just wanted to find out, just to find what that is exactly and follow a DPM requirements for any roadway design for that. As far as the overall development, I just wanted to make sure that, for future development, between all the commercial developments, all the shared access that's required should be established. And also on Wyoming Boulevard, provide necessary right-of-way dedication for bus shelter and curb ramps for public sidewalk within the access ways. Any public and private proposed roadway infrastructure shall be placed onto an infrastructure list. And so I think that concludes all the comments.
Thank you.
Thank you. So what we plan on doing again is showing maybe the central core for the shopping center where the access is. Normally in a shopping center, it's a 24-foot paved area, sometimes with header curb on either side. That's normally what we would build in there. So that, you're saying that improvement would need to be guaranteed?
This is Jean with transportation. I'm having trouble hearing.
So during the normal shopping center development, you would have like a road that's only 24 feet wide that's paved. On either side of that would be like header curb. It wouldn't be a normal street section. And I'm asking you, that is what you want to be guaranteed on as a part of the private infrastructure? Because normally on a shopping center, you build the whole shopping center out.
This is Jane with transportation. So you can use a 24-foot section with sidewalk requirements per the private roadway section of DPM, or alternatively, you can establish blanket shared access as long as it's covered, depending on the layout.
So if we send you an exhibit that says, here's the shared access, that shared access may or may not necessarily have sidewalk next to it, because the sidewalk will wind its way through the whole development, possibly in a different location. So there's not going to be a roadway section other than a pavement section through this, because it is a shopping center again.
So this is Jane with transportation. The roadway layout, I mean, based on the, as long as you follow the requirements in the DPM with regard to sidewalk, it does show sidewalk requirements for private easements or private streets based on the number of lots. We just want to make sure, though, basically, that for something commercial, we have the 6-foot pathways established to the right of way, if nothing else.
Okay. Gene, this is Ron Buchanan again. John and I will prepare an exhibit that shows how all of the businesses and sidewalks, how pedestrians can get to the access roadways, as well as to the main streets and public thoroughfares, and then just send that to you, as well as our standard detail along the major streets to show for the right-of-way and what you have as far as right-of-way widths and improvements.
Yes, that will work.
Okay, but you're still looking for that guarantee of that minimal private section is what I'm hearing you.
Correct, yes. Shared access does have to be established prior to my sign-off, which includes both roadway and establishing some type of sidewalk criteria, as you mentioned.
Okay. We'll start working with you and getting that exhibit to you sooner than later so that we can work that out before we come back.
Thank you.
Okay, and this is Maggie Gould with planning comments. So again, all of the standard comments regarding project numbers and plat requirements. I think Mr. Montano brought up the specific use-specific standards for townhome development and the subdivision requirements. And then again, just the FYI update on new IDO goes into effect on July 30th.
And my understanding is you're going to have some new DRB checklists on the street.
We're working on that.
Okay.
Anything else?
John or Jared, did you have something else you wanted to add specifically, Jared?
No, I'm all set. Thanks.
Okay, great.